Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Today, it's about you. So let's start with this definition of confidence. Confidence is your belief in your ability to figure things out. Now, often you cheat yourself because you think, well, no, confidence is I've done everything I need to do in the world and I have all the successes and I'm on the cover of magazines and I'm rich. And we tell ourselves, I'll have confidence when. But if you're gonna change your life, you need to right now adopt a more confident mindset and say, you know what? Confidence, I don't have to know everything in the world. I don't have to be the most successful person on the block. What I need to do is believe in myself and believe in my ability to figure things out. Give me enough time, energy, resources, mentorship, study, I can achieve my dreams. That's where it really begins. Belief in our ability to figure things out. Now, of course, at a deep psychological level, we know that confidence is all about your sense of worth, your sense of capability or ability to do things, and your belief also in not only yourself, but your future. And let me say those couple things to you. Worth, ability, future. If you don't believe you're worth anything, obviously your confidence is there. If you don't believe you're able to go do anything, obviously your confidence is there. Psychologists often call this self-efficacy, right? You just don't feel like you can, you know, be efficacious or be a person who gets things done in the world because you don't believe in your ability. And last, confidence has a lot to do with your perception of where you'll be in the future. If you think you're gonna be broke and a loser in the future, obviously you're not gonna go for it today, right? If you see yourself as lonely and an outcast in the future, you're obviously not gonna walk up to her or him and say, hey, how you doing? And so these are big topics. Your worth, your sense of worth. Today we're gonna really dive in there. Your abilities, we'll dive in there. And most importantly, what's your future gonna be about? First big idea, like these are foundational places where we're gonna get you more confidence, okay? There's three big areas we're gonna get you more confidence. Number one, awareness, like self-awareness. Number two, ambition, seeing your future again in a big way. And number three, action, because with momentum develops a better confident mindset. We often think, well, when I change my thoughts, then my whole life will change. Or we think, when I do all these things, my whole, it's like, no, we have to immediately start taking action because as we get more progress in life or more momentum in life, even if we're not confident, our confidence will grow. So let's talk about these three areas. Number one, awareness. This is so critical. Listen, I think that what happens is you sometimes fail to be as aware as you could about how far you've come. You know, you forget sometimes where you started. Sometimes you forget, you know, all the obstacles you've overcome. And so you never really integrated the wins into your body and your mind and your identity, right? You had some wins. You did good in that relationship. You did good at that test. You did good at that business. You did good on that day. You made that sales call. You helped that person. But you did all these actions and you never changed the perception of yourself. You just held on to like, well, my identity is who I was as a child or what my parents told me or what these people told me. And it's been shaped by other people versus you giving yourself credit when you do things. And you've overcome a lot of obstacles. But you overcame them and you're just like, oh, well, what's the next obstacle? And you were reacting to go into the next one or chasing the next one, but you never integrated confidence. I mean, I've worked with major Olympians, major CEOs, super celebrities on covers of magazines, and guess what? These people sometimes lack confidence. Even though outwardly everyone goes, what, they've achieved so much. Yes, they achieved things. They overcame things. They helped people. And yet they never stopped and said, you know what? Let me like tap that into my identity a little bit. Let me allow myself to feel that credit. Let me appreciate myself and how hard it was to overcome these things or even just to survive today. Because once you start acknowledging, having awareness to the struggles that you've had in your life and you still survived and you're still here and you still want to help people and you still want to be good and you still want to love and you still want to build, give yourself credit for that. Give yourself credit for being here. Because I can remember the tens of thousands of other videos I shot. I know how far I came. I'm like, I'm getting better at this every day. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep working towards this. And I think that's important that you've overcome a lot of struggles. I overcame bankruptcy. I overcame like harsh judgments. I overcame, you know, growing up in a place where my mother was discriminated against. My dad was dealing with, you know, basically like PTSD from being in Vietnam. I grew up in an environment that was incredibly angry and economically depressed. And now I'm living in my dream place. Believe me, I only got here because I gave myself credit every time I overcame those things. I overcame a harsh childhood. I overcame bankruptcy. I overcame failure. I overcame people making fun of me. And all those things where usually those happen to you and you get discouraged, I say, I'm still alive. Good job, Brendan. You still showed up today. You woke up. You got to work. Good job, Brendan. Yes, you're not, maybe at the beginning, you're not changing the world, but you're working each day to get there. Come on, kid. Good for you. You know what? Everybody else would have quit. And here you are showing up, getting things done. Good for you. And even on those bad days where I'm not doing anything, I'm like, well, you know what? At least I'm still a good person. I didn't turn to the dark side when all these people tried to pull me there. Good. Okay, here we go. Just, you got to give yourself that credit. You've come so far. So start with that self-awareness. What obstacles did you overcome? Also, give yourself credit for what you're good at. See, you're good at things, but you don't recognize you're good at things because sometimes you're waiting to be the best in the world or you're waiting to be like a kerbillionaire at it. It's like, no, you're good at things. People tell you you're good at things. You know that you're good at things, but you just think, maybe one day I'll give myself credit when I've made it. No, if you don't give yourself credit now, don't fool yourself and think you will when you get external recognition. That's what I'm telling you. The movie stars I work with, guess what? Sometimes they never give themselves any credit. They're on their 10th movie, right? It's like, or this big entrepreneur who's on their fifth business, just sold another one, doing really great, still lacking confidence. Why? They didn't give themselves credit. So please make sure you do that. Self-awareness, being aware of what you're good at and giving yourself credit for how far you came is a foundational element to confidence. And you need to do that every time you go in a new situation. Even if you don't know the situation, even if you're not like, I don't know how this is gonna go, go be like, well, I survived all that. I can handle this. You're scared to go to a networking party tonight? You survived your childhood. If you survived your childhood, you can handle a few trips to the punch bowl and say, hey, how you doing? So give yourself a little credit here, my friend. You can handle this.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love and you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
The second big idea I really want you to focus on is your ambitions. Often, when we really lose confidence, we've really lost sight of the future. You know, we're so trapped in today and doing things and we're busy and we've lacked that ability to really connect with the dream, to see it, to feel it, to touch it, and let the dream energize you even if you don't feel good about yourself. There's days I don't feel good about myself, even today. I'm a human just like you. There's days I'm like, ugh, there's so much going on. I messed up this thing and it's easy to do that. But if I detach from the future, I can guarantee my performance goes down. And I can guarantee my confidence goes down. See, part of confidence is you see yourself in the future in a good way. You see yourself in the future having good things, doing good things, feeling good things, making meaning, making a difference, having good relationships. So here's what I want to challenge you to do, if you would. I want you to, every morning that you wake up for the next 5 days, when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, I want you to lay there and just visualize your life 10 years from now being great. If you want to, you know, if you, like for me, I want to be a public speaker. So I would literally lay in bed in the mornings and I would just see myself on stages and I'd imagine myself speaking. It would make me sweat and get all nervous and weird because I had a lot of anxiety about that at one point in my life. I would see myself in front of video cameras on television, even though I had a lot of anxiety and fear about it. I would force myself to see myself doing it well over and over and over. I would force myself seeing myself making my difference. I would force myself seeing myself writing books. I would just visualize it every morning. And were there mornings I didn't believe in it? Absolutely. But by seeing and being in the dreams in your mind, it trains your mind to be a little more confident. Because when you understand something or see it, you get a little more confidence, right? Familiarity by itself can breed confidence. Think about why you're so confident in the things that you do all the time. Like if I ask you to tie your shoe or ride a bike, you've done it enough times, it's real to you, you can see it, you can imagine it, you can feel it, taste it, experience it in your mind. So you're confident about your ability to do it. Well, now the future, we need to pull that to your mind today and start having you visualize it more, see it more, see it more. Because if you can see it, you can achieve it. You've heard that in personal development. I know you have. So that's really important. Third big thing I want you to think about today is action, right? Action. I said at the very beginning, momentum develops the mindset. Momentum conditions the mind to confidence. Like just moving forward every day, even if small things. If you just said every day, I'm gonna do 3 things to move my life forward. And you just did those 3 things every single day. Today, I'm gonna do these 3 things to move my life forward. It could be sending an email, calling somebody, having that prospect meeting. It could be as simple as like, oh, okay, I'm gonna like work towards this goal. I'm gonna finish this presentation. I'm gonna create this thing. Whatever it is for you, like do that thing. Maybe it's like, oh, today I'm gonna work out today. Great, you worked out. Your mind goes, I said I was gonna work out, I worked out. I develop a little more confidence because you are congruent with your intentions. See, action is what makes us congruent with our intentions, right? That old thing you've heard me say, if you've been studying my work for a long time, intention without initiative is just sorry hopes. It really is. Intention without initiative is just sorry hope. You have to apply yourself again. You're already a confident person. Okay, what's the next level of action that will raise you up to the next level of success? What's the next level of action and bold decision-making that will change your life? I know you might already be a confident person, so what's your next level of action? Well, Brendan, I already feel confident going up and talking to a person. Great, now go up, talk to 4 people. Good job. Okay, well, Brendan, I already feel good, you know, trying to put out this message. Great, do it again, be more vulnerable. Oh, Brendan, I already feel good. You know, I started the business and I built this. Great, double the business. Let's see you do it. So when you challenge yourself to take actions that are a little bit outside your pay grade, a little bit outside your comfort zone, and you actually follow through, congruence comes in and you go, I set that intention. It was hard. I took the challenge and I made it happen. That's it. That's really, truly it.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course, and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.